Amen. On today, if you would, I ask you to turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 5. Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 5. And we will begin reading at verse number 18 in Genesis, chapter 5. Amen. First Sunday of April, first book of the Bible. Amen. We are going to look in Genesis chapter 5, and we will begin reading at verse 18, and God will take us down to verse 27. The word says, "And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." Amen. Let's pray today. Father, to you we give the praise, to you we give the glory, to you we give the honor. For you alone are God. Beside you there is none other. You are God alone, and you are the Lord of our lives. And Father, we come before you on this morning, humbling ourselves before you, that you may be highly exalted in this place and in our lives. Father God, we need you today. We need you, God, to speak a word unto us. We need you, God, to give us clarity. We need you, God, to give us direction. We need you, God, to give us revelation, oh God, to shine the light of your love on our lives, that, Father, that we may walk with a blessed assurance that all is well with the righteous. Father, we praise you on this morning because you are good. We ask you now, God, to break forth the bread of life, nourish our spirit, soul, and body. And Father, we thank you, God, for the word that shall go forth on today. Give us a listening ear. Bless us with a receptive heart. Yes. And Father God, may your word transform us as we renew our mind upon it. And Father, we bless you and give you praise that we shall not be the same. But Father God, we shall be transformed, yes, because of the word of the living God, which is going forth on this day. Father, I pray now that you use me for your glory. I decrease. Please increase right now in the name of Jesus, that you and you alone will be exalted and magnified in the eyes of your people. We bless you, God, for the victory, yes, that we have over the enemy. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we're in Genesis 5. Amen. We just read 18 through 27. Our title today is Just Keep Walking. Amen. Just keep walking. Amen. I think about that. It's a funny title, amen, because different things come in my mind when I hear that. Just keep walking. I remember my dad sometimes, if somebody would be saying something, and he'd be, he wouldn't have no time for them, he'd tell them, just keep walking. Another way, he'd sound like, just go on. You know what I mean? You know, they walk up, they have something funny to say, something that he didn't want to hear. He tells them, just keep walking. You know, right? He let them know that if you don't keep walking, there's about to be some trouble up in here. Amen. That's not what God is saying to us this morning, right? But it's just as I said those words, I got that picture in my mind of my dad telling people, just keep walking, amen. But God is saying unto us today to just keep walking. In other words, to continue in this race, amen. This race can be tough sometimes. How many of you know that, amen?
Yes.
That the walk with God, no one ever said it would be a walk in the park, amen? David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The walk with God sometimes takes you to some dark and dangerous places, amen? It takes you to some places, amen? We know that Ezekiel found himself, amen, in some places, amen? You can go through all kinds of places, valley of dry bones, amen? You can find yourself in a dry and thirsty land where no water is.
Amen.
Amen. You can find yourself in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. Walking with God is not walking, you know, in pleasure all the time. That's just not the kind of walk it is. But no matter what, God is saying to us, just keep walking.
Yeah.
Because if we keep walking with God, amen, there is a future for those who are committed to God. And the scripture says that your expectation will not be cut off. In other words, your hope will not be extinguished if you keep walking with God. You don't want to give up. You don't want to stop and be, you know, just sit on the side of the road and lick your wounds. Amen. There may be times you want to do that, but you really don't want to do that because that is not where your expectation and your hope will be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled as you and as I keep walking with God. Amen. You know, I'm standing before you today, amen. You know, this is what, 4 or 5 days after my mom has passed.
Yeah.
And, second time in less than a year that I'm preaching on a Sunday after a loved one passed.
Yes.
First Joseph, now my mom. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with somebody this week when I let them know that my mom had passed, and he had just said to me, he said, I know God has a plan. He said, but what's the plan? Yes. Amen. Anybody ever felt that way, amen?
Yes.
I know God has a plan. But what's the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What's the plan? And I think it's a question that many sincere and genuine believers may find themselves asking from time to time. Because as we walk through this life, there are so many things that happen to us that we can't understand.
Yeah.
We can't comprehend. And that's where faith has to kick in. And it's especially going to have to kick in if you are going to continue walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
The scripture text that God led us to on this morning may seem odd to some. Amen. Talking about some people in the Bible that we don't spend a whole lot of time on. Talking about Jared. Amen. Praise God, it ain't that Jared, amen. We're talking about Jared, amen. Glory to God. I ain't even giving him no love up in here, amen. Talking about Jared, who lived, it says here, amen, 962 years, and he died. And you know, this is at a time, I believe, amen, people have different interpretations of this. They're saying that's how long the house of Jared, lived. But I just see the words of God, and it says that Jared was 962 years, and then it says, and he died.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just take it for what it says to me right there, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is at a time, amen. Yes, sin had entered into the world, but how many of you know that God created man to live forever?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Adam and his wife, God gotta call it his wife, Because she wasn't Eve until after they sinned. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, her name was Woman before sin came.
Yeah.
So Adam and his woman. Somebody would get mad at that, Sister Christine. But she wasn't Eve until after they sinned.
That's right.
So I'm going to acknowledge her in her perfection.
Yes.
She was woman.
Yes, yes.
So Adam and his woman, mm-hmm. Eve wasn't going to live forever because he sinned entered by then. But the woman and the man are supposed to live forever. And then sin entered the world. But I believe that they still were so perfect. They were still so masterfully made. They were still so genetically perfect. That even as they had offspring, even though sin had now diminished that perfection and it was now imperfection, it was still a far cry from what we are today many centuries later.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where now life expectancy is in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
I think they were still so strong genetically that they were living this long. Mm-hmm. Jared lived to be 962 years old. Enoch then came along, and Enoch lived to be 365 years old. We're going to come back to Enoch in a minute. But Enoch had a son, and his son was named Methuselah. And Methuselah is the oldest ever recorded, amen, in the Bible. 969 years old. It's such a funny thing. We were talking in Sunday school how people in the world do some things, and it comes from the Bible, but they don't either they don't know it or they don't acknowledge it.
Yeah,
we were talking about that this morning. Mm-hmm. Well, when we were kids, we used to crack on each other,
yes.
and maybe crack on somebody's parent. You talk about somebody's mama, you talk about somebody's father, you talk about somebody's man, and you would say to them that they was as old as Methuselah. I was a kid, I didn't know what that meant. I just heard that, then I started repeating. Man, those sneakers are as old as Methuselah. I didn't know what that meant. Until I got into the Word, and I realized, Methuselah! But none of this, now I know why somebody said it's as old as.
Yeah.
Because what's it saying? And you can't get no older than that. Amen. You can't get any older than that. Well, Methuselah lived to be 969 years old, and then he had a son, Lamech, and then Lamech had a son, and his son's name was Noah. Mm-hmm. And so we understand that Enoch, who was the father of Methuselah, the grandfather of Lamech, and the great-grandfather of Noah. Mm-hmm. But what God wants us to focus on this morning regarding Enoch is that he lived 65 years, and then he had a son. And then it says in verse 22 that he walked with God. Interesting, amen. See, because Jared lived 162 years and he begat Enoch. Mm-hmm. And then it says, and Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years.
Wow.
Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 708. But when it talks about Enoch, it says Enoch lived 65 years and then he begat Methuselah, and then it says something different about him. And Enoch walked with God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It doesn't say he lived after he begat Methuselah. As it says with Jared, he lived after he begat Enoch. And it says with Methuselah, and he lived after he begat Lamech. Here it says, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. And he walked with God 300 years. I mean, you know, that's a lot of walking. That's a lot of time spent with God. That's a lot of fellowship and intimacy with God. And Enoch walked with God 300 years, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and we're told a second time, and Enoch walked with God. And then it says simply, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch walked with God in intimacy and close fellowship, and then the scripture says he simply was not. Simply was not what? He simply was not there. Homeboy disappeared. There just came a day when Enoch was walking and he was not. He was not found. He was gone. Why? No mystery. God took him straight to heaven. And he took him at 365 years at a time when you look at Jared and you look at Methuselah, folk are living 960 some odd years. He was a young man by those standards. Amen. Some may have said that he was taken too young.
Wow.
At 365. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hey. He was too young to be taken. But I read Matthew Henry commentary. He was talking about those who get taken too young. And he said that time lost on earth is time gained in heaven. And you're better off for it, amen?
Wow.
And so for Methuselah, there, you can say he was taken too soon, but whatever time he lost here on earth, he gained in the presence of God. And he was better for it, amen? But God took him. So he was no longer there. And Enoch is one of two people in the Bible to be taken straight up into heaven without dying.
Yes.
The other one was Elijah. Because Elijah was walking with Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2, and they were walking along, and chariots of fire and horses of fire came and divided the two of them.
Yeah.
And it says, and God took Elijah up in a whirlwind, and his mantle fell down. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But Elijah and Enoch are the only two people recorded in the Bible who go straight to heaven without dying. I believe God, as early as Genesis chapter 5, was letting us know something.
Mm-hmm.
That a life that's lived walking with him, a life that's lived in close fellowship and communion with him, a life that's lived in dedication to him, is a life that ultimately leads to victory over death.
Amen.
He was letting us know. He was giving us a little hint. You walk with me,
yeah,
and you'll have victory over death. See, Lamech is not being told to us that he walked with God. Methuselah is not told to us that he walked with God. Jared is not told to us that we only Enoch are we told walk with God. And only Enoch is the one who we see gets taken up into God's presence without tasting death. I want to turn for a second, amen, to Psalm, Lord, help me today. Psalm 73. Psalm 73. This is a psalm of Asaph. Amen. Psalm 73. I love Psalm 73. Good psalm. Amen. Go home and read it today. Amen. Good psalm. But we're just going to read one verse in Psalm 73. This is verse number 24. It says, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. And see, here's the thing about this walking with God. You know, as I think about, the things that we've been through as a family on this year, God is speaking unto me, just keep walking.
Yeah. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just keep walking.
Mm.
See, and it's not, see, the thing is, it's not important, amen, whether the walk with God is going to be one like Enoch, where you just walking, or like Elijah, where you just walking and you're no longer there. You just not.
Yes.
Where's Jeff? He's not. He was right there, but now he's not. It doesn't matter if it happens like that, amen. See, the thing for me doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if God takes me. When my days on this earth end for walking, when my walking days are over, let me put it that way. When my walking days are over, it matters not to me that my days of walking end because Jesus comes first, or my days of walking end, then Jesus comes. Amen. It doesn't matter. What matters to me is that at the end of my days of walking, as the psalmist says here, that afterward God receives me to glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all that matters to me. So it doesn't matter whether you're going to be going like Enoch or not. What should matter to you is after your walking days are over, after you hang up your walking shoes, if God receives you to glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And I want God to receive me to glory when I stop walking. Amen. But here's the thing. I got to keep walking. Amen. I got to keep walking. I got to keep walking because it's sort of like, you remember when Jesus, he was preaching hard sayings, amen. He telling people, amen, you're going to have to eat my flesh, drink my blood. And the disciples, and some of the disciples, man, this is some hard sayings he's talking about right here. And they said, after a while, some of them, Jesus said, does this offend you too? He talked to the 12. Because others started to murmur and complain. Does this offend you too? And it says that some of those disciples, from that day forward, stopped walking with Jesus. Why did they stop walking with Jesus? Because they got offended. Because he was saying stuff that was hard for them to understand. He was doing things in their life that they didn't necessarily agree with. And so they stopped walking with him. Mm-hmm. Yes. See, I don't want to be in that camp, amen. That's why God is encouraging me. Yeah, you don't understand, but just keep walking. And see, when we have to keep walking, we have to keep walking even if we don't understand.
Yes.
Amen. You have to keep walking even, you got to walk through the ups and you got to walk through the downs. Mm-hmm. Amen. You got to walk through the laughter and you got to walk through the tears. Mm-hmm. Amen. You got to walk through the good and you got to walk through the bad. Walk through the sunshine and walk through the rain. God is saying, amen, just keep walking. Because if you keep walking to me, I'm going to give you instruction. And afterward, I'm going to receive you to glory. And because of that promise, I got my walking shoes on. I got to keep walking.
Yes, yes.
No matter what is going on, I'm going to keep on walking. Why? Because I my eyes want to see the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we know some things about Enoch, amen, and we look in Genesis chapter 5. We know not only how old he was when he first started having children, but we also know that he was here on this earth 365 days, and then God took him. But we know some other things about Enoch as well, amen. We know that Enoch and God got along. That Enoch agreed with God. Because the Bible says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed?
Yes.
So if Enoch was walking with God for over 300 years, we understand that he was walking in agreement with God. Yes. He wasn't fussing and fighting with God. Mm-hmm. He wasn't tussling with God. He wasn't wrestling with God. He wasn't questioning God. He wasn't demanding God. He wasn't sitting there pouting with God until he got his way. He wasn't saying he wasn't going to do anything anymore because he'd been faithful and he don't understand why things ain't working out right. He walked in agreement, amen. And I don't know how many of you saw yourself in all those things I was doing right there, amen. Are you a wrestler? Some of you are wrestlers, amen. You need to be in WWE. You wrestle with God so much, amen. You always tussling. Amen. Or like my daddy said, wrestling.
Yeah.
He didn't want to quote, wrestle. We wrestle. You a wrestler, amen. You just wrestle with God. God tell you something, you start wrestling. I don't know, God, I don't know. And then you try to act like, you know, you being spiritual. Because you talk about, well, Jacob wrestled with God. But see, here's the difference between Jacob and you, amen. Jacob didn't have Jesus, amen. Yeah. Jesus came and explained the whole thing, but Jacob didn't understand. Uh-huh. You ain't in Jacob's shoes. You know more than Jacob.
Yeah.
Amen.
Exactly.
No, you wrestling with God, but you just want to get your way.
True.
You questioning God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Job questioned God. Yeah, and how'd that work out for him? Let me ask you something, son. Gird up your loins like a man. I got some questions for you. How about just walking in agreement with God? How about that? How about we stop the questioning? How about we stop the wrestling? How about we stop the pouting? How about we stop the fussing and the fighting? Amen. And how about we just say yes, Lord?
Wow.
How about that? How about we just walk in agreement with God? Agreement with what? Agreement with his goodness. I don't know what you're doing, God, but I agree that you are a good God. You are a faithful God. You are a loving God. You are a merciful God. I agree with that.
Yes.
So even though what's going on in my life are disagreeable things, I agree with the God who made me. And so I'm going to still walk with you, God. And so when you say turn left up here, I'm not going to go, you're putting, no, I'm going to turn left. Uh-oh. Amen. When you guide me onto the road of forgive other people, I'm not going to look at you, Lord, like I'm that boy name in the show. What's the matter with you, Willis guy? Remember that guy? Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with you, Willis, right? Right? He used to say that thing. Some of us look at God like that. Yeah, what's the matter with you, God? No, get on the road that God takes you to go on. Get on the road of forgiveness. When God tells you to give up something, some money, some time, some resources of yours, agree with him. And be quick to agree. Amen. Why? That'll keep you closer to God. You'll walk in a better intimacy and a better fellowship with God. We're told, amen, Enoch walked with God. And if he walked with him, he was in agreement with God. God said a thing, Enoch nodded his head. God said another thing, Enoch said, yes, Lord. God told Enoch to do something, and Enoch said, I am yours to command.
Amen.
Enoch agreed with God. We know something else about Enoch, amen. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 11, we find out that Enoch was a man of faith.
Yes.
Because in Hebrews chapter 11, where we get to the hall of faith, after talking about Abel in chapter 11, verse number 4, verse number 5 talks about Enoch. And it says that by faith, Enoch was translated, or he was transferred, he was taken up to heaven, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. God had taken him straight to heaven. But watch this. For before his translation, before he was taken up into heaven, Enoch had something. He had this testimony, the scripture said, that he pleased God. That's verse number 5. Verse number 6, we say a lot. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. So, but Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. So it must be that Enoch walked in faith. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because his walk pleased God. So Enoch was a man who walked in agreement with God. He was a man who walked in faith. God, he believed God. He believed God so much that God made it a point to let us know, that boy pleases me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. I mean, you think about it. God spoke to heaven and said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And some people say, you know, there's even songs made, you know, all I want to do when I get to heaven, right? You hear people say that? I just want to hear God say, well done.
Yeah.
Right? We just want to hear those approving words that God is pleased with us. Well, he spoke his pleasure about Jesus from heaven. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. But God also left an awesome record for Enoch.
Yes.
He said he had this testimony that he pleased God. I want to be like that. I want that to be my testimony, amen. I don't want my testimony to be that God gave me a Cadillac.
Amen.
I want to be able to testify that I please God.
Amen.
Can you imagine having that testimony?
Yeah.
That your testimony is God is pleased with me.
Yeah.
Because I walk in agreement with him.
Yeah.
I walk trusting him. I walk believing in him. Come what may. Devil throws all kinds of things at my life, and I'm still standing with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, saying, I will bless thee, O Lord. Enoch walked in agreement, walked in faith. We know one last thing about Enoch from the scriptures. Turn with me to the book of Jude. I just heard somebody say, I never knew there was such a book. It's right before Revelation, amen. Turn with me to the book of Jude. Somebody said, what? Amen. Yeah, I didn't make that one up, amen. It's number 65 out of 66, amen.
Yeah.
And we look at verse number 14, and it says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against
him.
Enoch was a preacher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's a book of Enoch that gets referenced in here, and maybe also I think Peter made some reference to it as well. It's not a book of the Bible, but the bottom line was Enoch was a preacher. Enoch didn't just go around walking with God. He went around telling people about their ungodly selves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, Enoch was a preacher.
Yeah.
He was a man who agreed with God. He was a man who pleased God because he walked in faith. And he was a man who went around proclaiming the word of God and living the word of God. And God said, you know what, son? I'm taking you up out of here.
Yeah.
And he took Enoch up and said, you're not even going to taste death. But he let us know, amen, that if you walk with me, amen, that if you walk with me in agreement, in this intimacy, in this faithfulness, and you proclaim my goodness to the nations, amen, God said that at the end of your walk, no matter how hard it may be, amen, I will receive you to glory. That's why I got to keep walking, y'all, amen. That's why God is encouraging you, no matter what you're going through, amen, keep on walking. Don't stop now. The enemy wants you to stop walking with God. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to stop crying in your milk. He wants you to say, why me? Don't fall for any of that stuff, amen? But keep walking with God. And so we come back to something. You know, the word that I told you that a friend of mine spoke on this week. What's the plan?
Yes.
What's the plan? Listen, I can't stand before you today and tell you I got the plan. I don't. You don't have the plan either. Amen. But here's the thing. I don't know the plan of God. I'm just speaking for me. I don't know the plan of God. But I'm satisfied that I know the God who has the plan for my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know his plan, but I know him. I know the one who has the plan.
Yeah.
And I don't know him fully, but I know he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's faithful.
Yeah.
I know he's true. I know he's merciful.
Amen.
And I know he loves me.
Amen.
And if I know those things about him, then you know what? Even though I don't know the details of his plan, I can yet trust his plan.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And so I hear God say over and over, amen. He has me read the scripture every day for the last, I don't know, 5-6 months. I read it every single day. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
I just know God has a plan for me. Amen. I don't know the whole world, but I know the good God, the loving God, the merciful God, the faithful God, the all-knowing God, the God who created me. He has a plan for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to keep walking with that God. Why? Because he got a plan for my life. Mm-hmm. Amen. And just like Jesus, when he was washing the disciples' feet after the Last Supper, he washed the disciples' feet, and he told them in John 13, he said, because Peter's like, you going to wash my feet? And Jesus said to him, amen, the things I do with now, you don't understand.
Yeah.
But you will understand hereafter. See, there are some things in my life that God is doing that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a promise from God that if I keep walking with him, I'll get to a place called hereafter.
Yes, yes.
Amen. I'll get to a place called hereafter where I will see and know and understand. Amen. Everything that God has been doing. It'll all come together. Until then, all I can do is put one foot in front of the other and keep walking to God on my way to a place called hereafter.
Jesus.
Amen. I'm getting to hereafter. Devil ain't stopping me from getting to hereafter. Amen. See, I may not know what I'm going to do with my career. I may not know what I'm going to do with this thing or that thing. But if somebody asks me where I'm going to hereafter.
Yeah, yeah.
I may not know where I'm going on vacation this summer, or even I'm taking a vacation, amen. But I know I'm going to hereafter.
Amen.
My compass is pointed to hereafter. Because that's the place God has promised for me. He promised me a place called hereafter.
Yes, yes.
Where I'm going to know and understand some things.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And so I'm just going to keep walking. Amen. And God's encouraging you to keep walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crying. You're crying so much, you can't even see in front of you.
Wow.
You ever cry so much that, you know, sometimes you walk and sometimes you drive and you just start crying and you can't see?
Yeah.
You ever cry like that?
Yeah.
You ever cry until you taste salt?
Yes. I ain't been that far.
Yeah. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You ever cry until you taste salt? Amen. Keep walking, though. Cry, but keep walking.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Keep walking. I know you're confused, but keep walking.
Yes.
Just keep listening for his voice.
Yes.
Just keep looking for his rod and his staff.
Yes.
Keep walking. Amen. I don't know where he's living. I ain't never seen this place before. But I'm going to keep walking. Why? Because his rod and his staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
Keep walking. Amen. Yeah, it's raining on your side of the street, amen. But the scripture say what? Weeping may endure for a night.
Yes.
But joy cometh in the morning. Yes. Keep walking through the darkness of the night.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Just keep walking, God says. Just keep walking. So I'm going to walk with the God who made me. I'm going to walk with the God who told me I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm going to walk with the God who said that I am his workmanship, that I've been created for good works. I'm going to continue walking with that God. Amen. Because God has a plan for me. I don't know the plan, but I know he has one, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Ha! That's a Sesame Street thing. You ever see that thing? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I can't spell the rest of the word, but cookie, 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 starts with C.
Yeah.
And see, that's all I need to know. Some of us want to know the whole thing. You just need to know what it begins with.
Yeah.
And I began with God. And that's good enough for me. Because if I keep walking with God, I'm going to end up with God.
Yes.
So I don't know the whole thing. I don't know the whole world.
Jesus.
But if I keep walking with him.
Keep walking. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Just keep walking.
God said to Jeremiah.
Yes, God.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Jesus.
I'm not standing here before you saying that I'm a prophet to the nations, but what I'm saying to you is, before I was formed in the belly, God knew me.
Yes.
Before I came forth out of the womb, amen, God sanctified me, meaning he set me apart.
Yeah.
And he ordained me, which means he appointed me.
Yeah.
So all I know is I've been sanctified, I've been set apart, and I've been appointed to do something in this earth for God.
Yes.
That's going to get me to hereafter if I walk faithfully in the assignment he's given me.
Yes.
So I'm going to keep walking. Amen. And you need to keep walking because you have been sanctified and ordained too.
Yeah.
You've been set apart and appointed to do certain things too. And the devil's whole plan is to get you to stop walking in your assignment.
Yes.
And to keep you from being set apart and become part of the group that ain't going nowhere.
Jesus. Yes.
The devil is a liar, amen.
Yes.
You are set apart. You are appointed, and if you just keep walking with God,
praise God.
You're going to get to where God is taking you. You're going to get to that place called hereafter, where it all comes together.
Yes.
You are going to receive the instruction and the counsel of God, and afterward, he's going to receive you to glory.
Yes.
And isn't that the point? Amen?
Yeah.
Isn't that the point? The point is, amen, all of us have been born with this desire. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that we all have eternity in our hearts. God placed it there, this idea of eternity. This temporal stuff is not enough. God has placed eternity in our hearts. And God has created every creature with an innate desire to know from whence he came.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. You want to know your maker. Amen. Animals, that's like, they got such an attachment to their mother, amen, because they know that's where I came from.
Yeah.
And see, you and I, we have mothers and we have that attachment. Dads are okay. Dads are all right. But mothers are different. But more than that, we have a spirit that didn't come from mom or dad. It came from God.
Yes.
And that spirit that's in us longs to be reunited from whence it came.
Mm.
And so we have eternity in our heart because we want to be connected to that eternal God in heaven. And I'm getting there, amen.
Amen.
Everybody got to speak for yourself. I can't speak for you on that one. I can say you're blessed and highly favored. I can say some things about you because the word says that about you. But I can't tell you. I don't know where you headed because you got to have a determination within yourself. I'm going to keep walking with God.
Yes.
Come with me. I'm walking with God. My prayer is that you keep walking with God. But I can't say that for you. You got to say that for yourself. You going to knock me down? I'm getting back up, devil. Huh? Life gonna come and make me, you know, go get up. I'm gonna keep walking.
Yes.
I may have to dodge some things, but I'm gonna keep walking with God.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna take some bumps and bruises, amen. But I'm gonna keep walking with God. Why? Because I want to get to hereafter.
Yes.
I want God to receive me to glory.
Yes.
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 Amen.
True.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has a good plan. I know the plans I have. You know, that's wrong. Praise the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. Praise God. Amen. God's will is good and it's acceptable and it's perfect. Isn't that what the word says?
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he has for me. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him.
Mm.
There's some prepared things that I need to see. Mm. Amen. Mm. And I'm only going to see them if I keep walking with God.
Sure.
Amen. So keep walking with him, amen. You know, when those disciples turned away from Jesus, Jesus said to his 12, he said, does this offend you too?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the Bible uses the word offend. Sometimes you'll see it's translated as stumble.
Mm-hmm.
That they got offended. That somebody got offended at something. It means they stumbled. He stumbled at. It's amazing how God uses so many things that have to do with walking.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because you know when you walk and you stumble, anybody ever stumble?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you stumble, amen. See, stumbling is a precursor to falling. Right? When you sometimes you stumble and fall.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes you just stumble.
Yeah.
But either way, stumble interrupts your walk, doesn't
wow.
it?
Yes.
See? It interrupts your walk. It's hard to remain upright when you stumble.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And the Bible says, no good thing will he withhold from them who do what? Who walk uprightly before him. That's why the devil trying to make you stumble.
Wow.
He trying to make you fall. He trying to make you trip, amen. He wants to do all these things because anything that he can do to interrupt the progress that you're making as you diligently walk with God like Enoch did.
Mm.
Walk in agreement. Walk in faith. Walk proclaiming his words, either from your lips or from your life. But you're proclaiming his word. And God looks at you and says, look at my son. Look at my daughter. And he continues to give you counsel and lead you and guide you. And he has a promise for you. And after you're done, after your walking days are over, I'm going to receive you to glory.
Yes. Yes.
And see, the devil knows what's in your future. Amen. And he's trying to get you to toss it all away.
That's right.
That's it,
exactly. So it's something I've learned, amen. Something I've learned about myself. We were talking again in Sunday school today. Sometimes like we were talking about you don't know how strong you are until you need to exercise the strength you got. You got to get there sometime to understand what you got on the inside here. Life has this brutal way of revealing unto us exactly who we are.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you're strong, but then when life comes and shows you something, you'll find out if you're strong or not.
That's right.
Oh, you think you're smart. Oh, you think you're trusting in God. Oh, let's take some of these. Take some of this. One of the things that God is revealing unto me and allowing me to see is that he's placed on the inside of me, and I know he's placed it on the inside of you, something called determination.
Amen. Yes, God.
A determination. I'm walking with God. I'm walking with God to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not So we come back, amen. We come full circle. What's the plan? What's the plan? I wish I had an answer. I hear my answer. I don't know. I don't know the details of the plan. I just know the character of the God who made the plan. Mm. And I'm relying on his character.
Yes.
And I'm believing in his character. And I believe his plan is going to reflect his character. Mm. And that's good enough for me. And so I'm going to keep walking with God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so God is saying to us all today, amen, just keep walking. Amen. Amen. When life comes and tries to knock you down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just keep walking. What are you going to do? Walk. Amen. What are you going to do? Walk. And Jesus said to them, you're going, you offended too? No, you leave it. Mm-hmm. And Peter, my man Peter, spoke up. He said, where are we going to go?
Yes.
You have the words of eternal life. So that's how I feel too. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything within my body says, lay down and don't get back up. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Everything just says, you know what? Call it a day.
Yeah.
But my spirit man rises up.
Mm-hmm.
And says, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
And so I keep walking, amen.
Amen.
I'm just going to keep walking with the God who started me on my journey.
Amen.
And if I am faithful, he'll be faithful, amen.
Amen.
I don't want to stumble.
Amen.
I don't want to fall. I want to be like Abraham, another walking analogy, right? When it said, when God told him, you're going to have a son, it said he staggered not at the promise of God. Amazing how many things, man, how God phrased it has to do with the manner in which you walk.
Mm.
Are you falling? Are you stumbling? Are you staggering? Mm. Or are you walking uprightly? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I can walk uprightly as long as the God who created me, as he says in the book of Isaiah, amen, will uphold me by the right hand of his righteousness.
Yes.
If he does that and I just hold on, amen, then I'll be okay.
Yes.
Amen. Just like I've held my hand in my kids sometimes. I'm walking with them. I'm glad I was holding their hand because they just tripped over a crack in the sidewalk. They fell on, and if I wasn't holding their hand, they would have fell right on their face. And I know that that's my testimony too. If God wasn't holding my hand,
yes,
I would fall right on my face.
Yes.
But praise God who upholds me with the righteous hand of his righteousness. And if he's going to continue to do that, then the least I can do, amen, is to do my part.
Yes.
To walk with him. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to keep walking with God. Amen. And God's going to give me his counsel.
Yeah.
And afterward, he's going to receive me to glory.
Amen.
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 And that's the promise he has for all of us. Amen. So the encouragement to you, the encouragement to me, the encouragement to all of us today is what? Just keep walking. Amen. But just keep walking. I know it hurts. I know, child of God, it hurts. Just keep walking. I know it's a big disappointment in your life. Just keep walking. And that's all I can tell you. Just keep walking. Sometimes it's going to be the best thing you're going to be able to tell somebody. Amen. They're going to go through a trauma. They're going to go through something. And the best thing you can tell them, amen, don't try to be all deep. Don't try to be talking what the Hebrew word is. Just tell them, listen, I feel for you. I'm praying for you. But I'm encouraging you.
Just keep walking.
Walking.
Amen.
Amen. Just keep walking.
Yes.
With God. Amen. Let's stand on our feet and pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, to you the praise is due.
Yes.
And to you the praise is given. Father, we bless you today. You are our God. You are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done here on earth just as it is done up in heaven. We thank you, God, that you are leading us and guiding us, oh God.
Yes.
Even through the dark patches, the rough patches of our lives,
yes,
we can always count on you to be there.
Yes.
Those things that we go through that we don't understand. Those troubles that seem, oh God, too deep for us, oh God. When it seems like the flood is about to overflow us, oh God, Father, your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard against him.
Yes, God.
And so, Father, we thank you, God, that we may go through the water, we may go through the fire, but God, you will bring us out.
Yes,
God. And so, God, we thank you today. We thank you today for your faithfulness. We thank you today for your love. We thank you, God, for your encouragement to our spirits. Glory to God. We hear it reverberating from heaven. Just keep walking. I know you don't understand. I know you can't see, says God, but just keep walking. My goodness is not that far away from you. Just keep walking. The promise will be fulfilled if you would just keep walking. And so, Father, we hear your voice today. And, Father, we put one foot in front of the other. We do it by faith in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, we believe in you and we trust in you with all our heart.
Yes.
So, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you will strengthen each and every one of us. That, Father, that you will increase our faith. I pray, God, that we would walk in agreement with you, O God, as you lead us and guide us by your Spirit. Let us be quick to say, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, let us not be ashamed of the gospel, but let us proclaim it from our lips. Let us proclaim it from our lives. Let us be the epistle that other people may read, that they may know that Jesus is Lord, and that there is a God in heaven, and that there is salvation available in the earth, that there is a solution for the sin-sick world that we live in. Father God, let us be the ones, ambassadors for Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, we give you the praise and thanks for what you have placed on the inside of us. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, God, for all the things that you are giving us that allows us to keep moving forward. And so, Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that all of us here, God, will continue to walk with you until that day comes. Hallelujah. When our walking days end, hallelujah, and then we are received up to glory.
Yes.
Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks now. Even in the midst of the heartache, even in the midst of the pain, even in the midst of the sorrow and the tears, even in the midst of the sadness and the disappointment, we lift you up.
Yes.
And Father, we lift up our hands and we make a declaration before heaven and earth that we shall just keep walking with you.
Yes,
and we thank you, God.
Thank you.
And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.